The text chosen for this morning will supplement the gospel read to you from the lectern. That text is Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. It is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Sometimes when someone does us a favor, we say to that person, "How good of you to do this." This is simply an idiomatic way of acknowledging a kindness and recognizing a virtue. But the statement is more than idiomatic. It is also heretical, or at least can be. If you want to get real technical about it, and preachers sometimes do that, you know, if you want to get technical about it, what you should say when someone renders you a kindness is, "How good in you to do this," not "How good of you." For you see, goodness is always something in us, never of us. It's not something we're born with, but God gives it to us. We don't manufacture goodness, but God plants it in us. In the words of our text, "It is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure." In a sense, the first sin back in the Garden of Eden was a sin against language. Adam got his prepositions mixed. He began to use "of" where he had been using "in." At the time of Adam's creation, God endowed him with goodness. And eventually, Adam sought to take the goodness in him and make it goodness of him. You might say that he decided to switch from the dative case to the genitive or possessive case. "Why callest thou me good?" we heard Jesus reply to a rich young man, flattering him. "There is none good but one, that is God," Jesus continued. Good and God, they're almost spelled alike. A mere vowel separates them, and they're even more closely associated than that slight difference would seem to suggest. God alone is good. It is only of him that we dare say, "How good of you." There is none good but one, that is God. But back to Adam. What does the Bible tell us Adam was after when he reached for the forbidden fruit? He sought to be as God. He desired to be his own source of goodness, independent of God. He wanted to take what he was endowed with and make it native. He wished to change the goodness in him to goodness of him. And that's what's been wrong with people ever since, including you and me. We seek goodness in ourselves rather than in God. We strive to disregard the source of all virtue and be our own power plants. And, as is so often the case, our speech betrays us. Our substitution of the preposition "of" for the preposition "in" is the shibboleth that marks us as the children of Adam rather than the children of God. "How good of you to do this." It is a sort of distant relative to the notorious Freudian slip. Call it the Adamian slip, if you will. Or maybe you prefer to pronounce it the Adamian slip, a version whose sound comes closer to capturing its damnable consequences. Our Lord Jesus has straightened everything out again. By his life, death, damnation, and resurrection, he has knocked down the wall of sin between us and God and given God free access to those temples that we ordinarily call our bodies. God enters our body through his gospel. There is none good but one, that is God. So that means that good enters our body through the gospel. God is now in us. That means good is now in us. It is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You might confess this truth the next time someone does you a good turn by saying, "How good in you to do this."